listening to your new best friends podcast. And here are your hosts, Tabby and Mike.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of your new best friends podcast, where we're here to fill that void in your life.
I'm Mike, and as always with my co-host, Tabby. And today we're going to start a little differently.
A little bit different?
No question.
No question.
This one I thought about, and I was interested. I want to do, like, a kind of high school... We're running for, like, a high school, like, president. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And it's me versus you. Mm-hmm. And we may do this a few times. And right here, I want to stick to one demographic of people.
It's me versus you.
Yes.
I like it.
Okay. The demographic today is just women.
Oh.
Women of the school.
I want to say it's going to be easy, but I feel like you're going to have some...
I thought about it for like literally 2 seconds.
Oh, that's good.
So we're both on the same playing field. Mm-hmm. So yes, please. I'd like you to go first.
Oh, you want me to go first?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. So we'll start the platform with free tampons in the bathrooms at the school.
Okay, I need to hear it. You're addressing them.
Hello, everyone. Tabby here.
Woo!
Thank you so much. I'm here today to let you know that I'm the best candidate for... What are we running for?
President, I guess.
Mm-hmm. For the school's president. I'm well-informed. I'm currently always up to date.
On?
On my shots.
Okay.
On the news, the weather,
mm-hmm.
and the issues of this school. And I want to address the women of this school in particular, because I myself identify as a woman. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to announce that if I become the president of this school body, I will give us free tampons.
Mm.
And you get one chocolate bar a month for free.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good talking point.
Mm-hmm.
Counter? You want to counter me?
Oh, I'm not going to counter. I'm just going to go straight into mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here's my bum-ass opponent. Boo.
Okay, my music stopped.
What was playing?
JoJo, get out. Leave! All
right. Right now. I didn't know we could play music.
I didn't know either.
All right.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen of the school, I'd love to be your president. I'm here to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just break it down right now for the ladies, okay?
Yep.
Queens.
Woo.
Queens.
Woohoo.
Mm-hmm. Listen to me, queens. No longer will we have to be second-class citizens. I say we because I fight for you.
Mm-hmm.
My opponent here says she's a lesbian, so she loves women. You know what I do? I adore you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a peasant to you.
That's true.
I love you, and I want to love you.
Oh.
I've heard her say on numerous occasions that she'll love you long time.
So this is a smear.
Love you long time. Right? That's not long enough for me. I'll love you infinity. And you know why? Because I can. And then you just toss on 2 days after that because I love you that much.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, what can I do for you?
Oh.
What can I do for you? My opponent said tampons? Free mm-hmm. tampons in the bathroom?
Yep.
And then chocolates once a month?
Yeah.
Boom. Chocolate dip tampons. Just for you. On call. Mmm. I got a new car freshener. Huh? It's called Woman Stank. And it's just nothing but empowering women. It smells like B. Anthony and like Maya Angelou.
B. Anthony.
Yeah. Susan B. Anthony. I call her B.
I was going to say.
No. Her actual real name is B. Anthony.
He meant B. Arthur. That's who you
No, mean. I know. Susan B. Anthony. That bitch was almost on a coin, I think. I don't know what she did exactly.
Oh, boy.
Pocahontas?
No.
Rosa Parks much? Okay. And, yes. I'm here to let you know that it gets better.
Wow.
Yeah. So what? You make 70 cents on a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Men make the whole dollar. That's okay.
Mm.
You know why?
Why?
Because you can just pull out your titties and make the rest of that money.
I don't like this
guy. How empowering is that? To know that all you gotta do is pull out your fat ass tits and then you can scam me out of my mortgage payment. You've done it before.
And you'll do it again.
Yes, you'll trick me. Oh, you. Queens. I'm the right pick. My lesbian counterpart?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but bad news.
Bad news.
Mm-hmm. So pick me, Mike. But for today, Michelle. Thank you.
Boo!
No.
Yeah, boo. No. Big boos.
What was the big boos? What was the problem?
Well, let's see.
Go ahead. Oh, if it's the Susan B. Anthony thing, I'll slap you.
It's not.
Okay.
But it didn't help, I'll be honest. It was the pull out your titty and steal your mortgage. I think you lost them right when you said that.
But I can't lie to them.
They were on the fence when you said chocolate dip tampons. I don't think you have a basic concept of chocolate and tampons and what women do with them.
I feel it's like a push pop situation, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought you thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and that's not true.
Tampon dip pads?
Tampon dipped pads?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? A pad dipped in a tampon?
Yeah.
I don't get it. How's it work?
No, a pad dipped in chocolate?
Well, you didn't say that.
Well, I made a mistake. Clearly.
Well, as a president, I don't think
we can
afford mistakes.
Customized Diva cups with my face on it?
Now, that's something that we could do.
Okay.
You see, that's a little bit different. You know?
I just love women so much.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts.
Right. It looks like it's painful for you.
It's going to be painful for them, too, if you know what I mean.
What do you mean, Mr. Potentially President?
Straight up talking anal sex.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Ripping and a tearing.
So you've lost the campaign.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
In flames. There's one freak in the back who knows exactly what's up.
She's like, yeah, anal
about
sex.
About those chocolate dips. Mm.
Where's my Diva cup?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was an easy win.
Clearly.
You know what I mean?
We're going to eventually do something that you don't know anything about.
Tampons. Tampons and chocolates, and I won. I think I'd win the men, too.
I don't think... Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, we will find out.
I'm going to call the men queens, too. Just so they...
My queens. Are we ready for the first submission?
I'm kingly. Yeah, we're good.
Oh.
No, you already bypassed it. You're done.
Okay. Hey, YNBF. I went to a store today to get a few things. I started noticing that an employee started following me around. I come here all the time and never have any issues, so why is this guy following me? After a few minutes pass, I finally built up the courage to yell, "Do you think I'm gonna steal? Is that why you're following me?" He got all red and shuffled off. Another employee who semi-knows me told me later that he had a huge crush on me and picked today to finally ask me out on a date. Thank you for your submission.
Thank you. Oh, Ted Cruz. So
he had his mask was the state flag.
Oh.
Oh. It's horrible. How
okay.
could you do that? Anyways.
Okay, so ouch. First of all, who hasn't been followed around the store?
Yeah.
You too, I'm sure.
Many a time.
Is it because of your outward appearance?
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay.
Has to be.
Okay.
It's not because of...
No. You are albino, so you're good?
Yeah, it's not that.
No.
They think I'm more on, like, the...
Yes. Yes.
White drug addict side or something.
The type of person that would get a meal offered to them outside of a hospital. While holding the latest iPhone. Bitch, I'm thriving. Wait. Shawarma? Okay.
Who says no to that?
Exactly.
Now it's just, it's almost a date.
Okay. Story. Oh, devastating.
Mm-hmm. Devastating for the guy.
Yes.
Okay, so you're in the guy's shoes.
Oh, You clearly are obsessing about this person.
Right.
You see, every time you see them, you just want to be in the area. And I've done that before.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people when I worked at Blockbuster, and I just followed them around and stared at their ass the whole time.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are.
Yeah. And I never would have ever asked them out. I would be devastated. I wouldn't... If I ever saw that person again, I'd leave. I'd walk away. I'd never go back to that section again. I'd stay away. Oh, it would devastate me.
Well, I mean, to be fair, you admitted that you followed people around in Blockbuster and stared at their asses. But you would never actually work up the courage to ask them out.
Because if you don't ask them out, you'll never get rejected. But you can always stare at their ass for free.
Right. But then they're going to think you're following them around the store like our listener did. And then...
Yeah, but the best thing about Blockbuster was you can just carry like 3 movies and make it look like you're just putting them away. When in actuality, you're just following them, staring at their ass. And usually, they dress down, so if you could still see their ass...
Right. You hear it.
No, what? They're teases is what I'm hearing.
These women wanted it.
Yeah, exactly.
And they refused to ask me out on a date. Okay. We'll just let it go.
Okay.
Yeah, if I was the guy, I would be very, very upset. Now, in that moment, what do you do? You just, like, they said that the guy just shuffled away. Would you have done that? Or would you have said, like, no, like, I was going to ask you out, actually. Like, would you shoot your shot in the one moment?
No, not right then.
Really?
She's all hype right then.
Yeah.
You don't know. If she said yes right then, it would be just purely out of guilt.
You think? I don't think anybody would feel guilted to say, well, I guess.
Yeah, like, I just yelled at you. I don't think I'm going to steal you, asshole. Like, no, I just think you're beautiful. Like, oh, bless your heart. Like, where do you want to go? Like, that's it. Like, it's over.
Crackle Barrel?
Oof. But, okay. So, what about the girl?
What? I think our listener had the appropriate reaction. If I'm being followed, I don't know if I would burst out. But I might turn and be like, I'm not going to steal anything. Like, I know how this looks, but like...
Really?
I'm an upstanding citizen, I swear. Okay, when you go into stores, do you purposely, like not try and put your hands in your pockets or touch something if you know you're not going to get it because you don't want them to think you're stealing?
No, I almost want the confrontation.
Really?
Yes.
This is seems out of your character.
No, I'm very, like, again... I know I'll be 100% right, and if you stop me by the front door and, like, question me, I'll just be real shitty to you.
So you'd rather have it go all the way to the end?
Yes.
Okay.
Can I check your pockets? Do you have to? Like, what about my rights? Can you call the cops, please? Get them in here. I don't want you to touch me without the cops in here.
Have you ever had that happen where someone asks to see, like, empty your pockets?
No.
Yeah, I've never had that happen either. You know, I heard at Target, they actually will continue to let you steal until they can build up a good enough case against you to actually press, like, big charges on you. So they'll just continuously let you steal small things until you accrue an amount where they can actually press, like, real charges.
500 is the
line.
Is
that what it is?
Yeah. Anything under 500 is, like, a misdemeanor.
So then that's what they're doing. So can you imagine? You think you're just getting away with it, like, all the time. And the next thing you know, the cops are there, like, oh, was that pack of batteries worth it, bitch? Into your pockets.
Yeah, plus taxes, you just hit 501, so you're done.
Oh. Wouldn't that be devastating?
To get arrested for stealing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever have any friends who got in trouble for that?
No, I don't roll with scumbags usually.
Good for you.
You? Quite a few, actually.
I knew a girl who got arrested. Well, I don't think she got arrested. She got pulled into the back of, like, I don't know if it was like a JCPenney's or a Macy's or something. And then when she got home after they let her go or whatever, evidently her mom was like all upset and went through her book bag. And in her book bag, she found blunt wraps. Right. And for whatever reason, and this girl, we weren't even close, me and her. When her mom said, like, what are these? Whatever. She said, these are tabbies.
Fantastic.
Her mom drove to my house after having her daughter tell her where I lived. I wasn't home. I was flipping pretzels. Okay. Her mom rang the doorbell, asked if I was home. My uncle answered the door, and he was like, no, who the hell are you? And she was just like, I'm going to the police. And then she got back in the car and she drove away, and my uncle called me and he was like, what the fuck did you do? It was like some woman with a cane just showed up to the front door, looked for you, and then said she was going to the cops. And so then I had to sit at work and try and narrow down who would have shown up to my house.
With a cane.
With a cane, an older woman accusing me. She didn't even accuse me of anything. She just asked if I was home and then said she was going to the police and then left. And then it took me all night to try and figure it out until one of my other friends was like, maybe it's this person. And it was. And then she said she was really, really sorry and that she needed to throw out a name and she didn't think her mom was going to, like, follow it all the way down the rabbit hole. But her mom never went to the cops.
Why?
Why me?
Why wouldn't she just eat it? Like, you got him already. You're still going to get in trouble.
I guess because she had just gotten in trouble for the stealing. So she was, like, trying to...
Oh.
Yeah.
So, my question to you is... Will you go back in the store and... personally apologize to the guy and maybe even ask him out on a date with no promises that anything will lead to anywhere, but just a good a good sign of faith. Like, hey, I'm sorry, and yes, I'd like to take you out now.
Don't you think that's almost a little bit worse if you don't have any interest in him and you're doing it out of guilt?
Well, I mean, what does he care?
I think he cares a lot.
Really?
He was just about to ask you out, and now you're gonna... You have no romantic interest in him, and now you're gonna just... I wouldn't call it a date. Like...
How about I buy you dinner, then?
That sounds like a date.
I don't... Oh, then there's no pleasing
buying
you.
Me anything is, mm-hmm. is a date.
Let's go Dutch?
Like... Yeah, I guess there's no way other than to say, like, listen, I'm really sorry for my behavior. I'd like to make it up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Platonically.
Yeah, yeah, okay. That doesn't sound terrible. Let's go Dutch and some pierogies, okay?
I got a great Polish spot. You're going to love it. Pierogies.
Oh, so good.
I wish that was like a date food. It's not.
No, because it's gross.
Oh, you just said it's so good.
It's so good with some sour cream?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
No sauerkraut, though.
Yeah, I could live without the sauerkraut.
Yeah, me too. It's heavy carbs.
Anyways.
Okay.
Pierogi talk over.
Mm-hmm. Who knew? Who knew?
Now, would you ever even go back to the store?
I have to.
Really?
I have to, and I have to go make it right.
No, you.
I would have to
care in the slightest. Mm-hmm. If it was a woman mm-hmm. who you did not find attractive mm-hmm. in the slightest, she followed you around the store. You turn to her and go, "Do you think I'm stealing? Like, I'm not going to steal from you." And then she just scuffles off, and then your buddy comes up to you and was like, "Dude, she was going to ask you out."
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me you're going back into that store?
Yeah, and I'd almost make a joke out of it.
To
her? Like, hey, maybe you're stealing now, huh? Hey, big mama, how you doing? Listen, how about we just... Well, when your shift's over, I'd like to take you out.
Why?
Like, as an apology for being so rude to you before.
Okay, mm-hmm. But you understand the implication behind that, right? Like, you hear that automatically now she thinks you want to go on a date.
I mean...
And it's not even your fault.
No.
There is no way to side-skirt that other than either what I said... Or mm-hmm. just taking the L and doing it. And just going on the one date, like you said.
Go on the one date. And then you make it clear that you just see this being a friendship. But you truly appreciate them.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I think we've helped her out quite a bit.
Our listener?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we've done nothing.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's time to move on,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, just rewrite again. Write a different question. I promise we'll get back to it.
We'll do better, we swear. We swear to God. All right, are we ready for the next submission?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, Tabby. You said your life is a movie, but top this. This weekend, I went to do laundry in my apartment complex. I didn't have my usual laundry bag, so I decided I'd use a suitcase to bring all my clothes down instead. I've lived with my boyfriend for around a year, and when he saw me with my suitcase, he thought I was moving out. He asked me if I needed any help loading up my things, and before I could tell him I was just doing laundry, he said he's glad we were both on the same page.
Oh.
Now I'm heartbroken, semi-homeless, and also have no clean clothes.
That is fantastic.
Thank you for your submission.
Thank you so much.
My gosh.
Oh.
You got me beat.
Yeah.
You got me. You got me.
I've heard of people, like, they send a, like, I think we should break up text by accident, and then... Like, the boyfriend sends back, like, I feel the same way, or something like that.
Like an April Fool's thing?
Yeah, and mm-hmm. then it's just like, oh, but I
this one.
So you'd leave then? Obviously, you kind of have to.
You kind of have to, right? Like, you're just going to do laundry. They see you with a suitcase.
So do you say, I was going to go do laundry, but I see where we stand now? Or do you just go, yep, this was my decision?
That's tough, right? I guess it depends on how much you love them. And how much your dignity matters in that moment. Because you have the opportunity,
mm-hmm.
right? There's nothing in the situation that says, like, you have to own up and say you were going to go do laundry.
Yeah.
You could say, like, yeah, I think it's for the best.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just cry in the taxi on the way home.
That is definitely probably what I would do.
You would hope in that moment that's what you would do. But now imagine being so caught off guard. You're on your way down to the laundromat mm-hmm. and down in the basement.
Life is good. You just need to get right? your underwear clean.
That's it.
All of a sudden, now you're broken up and homeless.
You're broken up, homeless, no clean clothes. So that means this happened in your worst attire, too.
Mm-hmm.
You're in, like, Crocs, pajama pants.
Crocs get a bad rap, by the way.
Well, when you put them in sports mode, anything's possible.
Okay.
You know what sports mode is on them?
I have no idea.
So sports mode is when you take the little flappy thing that's usually forward, and then you put it on your heel. That's sports mode.
Oh, that's like when you're ready to get to work?
Right. That's when you're, you're ready to get to business.
I did not know that. That's disgusting. That's like four-wheel drive for your...
for your Crocs. Yeah. You got it. He gets it.
That's so fucking lame.
Yeah, you gotta put them in sports mode before you do anything. Anyway, so you're in your worst outfit. You just got broken up with. And now you have to pretend and load all your shit. Because you didn't have all your shit. You just had your dirty laundry.
Yeah, he goes in. There's like soup on the stove. He's like, this bitch wasn't leaving. It's minestrone.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, like imagine you did something nice.
Like someone's in the oven. Like clearly she was not leaving. Like, she's gone now.
God. So what would you do if you were the boyfriend?
I realized that she was...
Like, if you saw her walking out with a suitcase, would that be your first thought? You see her in her worst outfit. Would you immediately assume she's, like, leaving?
No, I go like, whoa, what's going on?
Okay.
I wouldn't just jump to the conclusion that she was leaving me.
What if she had two suitcases?
Probably just leaving me.
Everything has changed.
Yeah, one, it could... You're going to the gym and you just want to be funny. Maybe you're
ridiculous.
Maybe you're just like that person who just like silly to be silly. Like
quirky?
Yeah, like Zooey Deschanel. Okay.
So if you were walking to go do the laundry and your wife saw you and was like, okay, good, it's over. That wouldn't hurt your pride at all? That wouldn't hurt your ego? That wouldn't...
Oh, pride. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And you're in your dump slippers.
I lost
those. On your way down.
The movers told them. I told you.
Yeah, but you got new ones. You replaced them.
Yeah, with good ones. But they got a haul from me.
So, but anyway, either way, you're going down there. Like, this wouldn't... What would this do to your pride and your ego? Like, first off, you were clueless that you were in a failing relationship this whole time.
I feel like that's the majority of them, though, right? It's always a one-sided thing.
Oh, that one of them doesn't feel happy?
I mean, they both might not feel happy, but only one's probably willing to, like... actually go through with it. I feel like divorce papers are usually a surprise.
Well, this said boyfriend.
I mean, just saying in general, just like...
I feel like boyfriend, like a boyfriend-girlfriend, this is a lot easier of a situation. This isn't a husband and wife coming up to one another like, oh, good.
Yeah.
You're leaving. Like, off to war you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, like, you would just... It wouldn't, like... The not knowing wouldn't get you a little bit, like... Like, just like the fact that you were so clueless. You were so clueless that you were just on your
signs,
way
yeah.
to do laundry. And they're literally like, oh, my gosh, you've packed. Wow.
Finally got here, you cow. Like, excuse me?
So we're on the same page. This is fantastic. That would probably be the most devastating blow. Right there is the, so we're on the same page. Mm-hmm. That would have hurt the most, I think, out of everything that has happened. Was like the... How long have you been reading this book? So, takeaways from this? Moving forward, what can our listener do?
Get some laundry in your apartment and don't ever leave with a suitcase. No, there's nothing you could have done to avoid this.
You've
just been
worse.
In a loveless relationship for like however much longer. Like, and he bangs you and he doesn't like you anymore. He shares a bed with you. Like, that just sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sure does.
Luckily. I'm amazing.
Stop marketing yourself.
I'm telling you. Plan B. It's coming in hot.
I want to see you start getting that going.
I can't. Okay?
Get a few investors. I've seen you try and pitch the investment. It's not working.
Yeah, my cold hot dog business is not getting off the ground like
that's
it should.
Not there. You were going to use that money to invest in the Plan B.
Yeah.
Which, ironically, Plan B is not coming to fruition. So, because Plan A sucked.
It did.
I don't think the cold hot dogs ever made it, actually. I don't think that made that on that episode.
It'll make it because...
No, now it will. Oh. Michael wants to do an opposite day situation where he has a hot dog truck on the side of the road and he sells cold hot dogs with warm condiments on cold bread. And he says people will buy it because it's opposite of what it should be.
Yes, and you sheep will do whatever I make you buy.
Right, Right. You know, it's comments like that that make me keep cutting it.
No, don't cut that. No, not these sheep.
Some similar came out of your mouth last time, and I went, nope, the whole thing's got to go.
No, okay.
We did a big old snip job. A
little nippy tuck?
Yeah.
No, these fine folks.
We did a vasectomy on that episode.
Ugh.
And by we, I mean me.
Yes.
And it makes some executive decisions.
They'll do it because it's. Mm-hmm. You'll tell them that it's. You'll tell them to do it. You'll have short hours,
uh-huh.
And you're not open.
Oh, that's
all the
other thing too, right? He wants to be open for like a lunch break.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get there for my 2-hour shift, or you don't get there at all.
Mm-hmm. And didn't you say you'd have like cold coffee and warm soda?
It just sounds like.
The more you say it,
mm-hmm.
The more money I want to throw at this.
If people are like freezing crickets and eating those, then I feel like my cold hot dog isn't like the worst idea in the world.
Where's the last frozen cricket stand you saw?
Stand?
Yep. Store.
A store. Okay.
Either one.
Much better.
Either or. In America.
In America.
Right.
Well, that's...
Oh boy, there goes my whole trip.
Yeah. You're really putting the screws to me on that one.
Yeah, just, you know what I mean? Just the last one you can think of on top of your head, whatever town it was in, you just rattle it off. It doesn't even matter.
I want to say
mm-hmm.
Cambodia. I'm not sure.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I want a fresh dipped, you know, kind of like a chocolate ice cream cone, but a chocolate grasshopper.
New Orleans.
You know what? You're probably not wrong.
I think so, actually. Wow. Gumbo and crickets or whatever. Yeah.
Wow. Michael.
No, that's nothing bad.
Gumbo
good.
And crickets or whatever.
That's a fair representation of New Orleans that you didn't know Nolans meant New Orleans.
Remember when I found out that it's that NOLA?
Yeah, stiff? NOLA. Yeah.
That was like 2 New Year's ago.
2 New Year's ago. Would you believe I didn't know? 2 New Year's ago?
2 New Year's fortnights ago. You're not going to believe it. Yeah, that's only 2 years new knowledge to me.
Michael, did you know NOLA in New Orleans? I had an idea.
I came up to you that day like not only did I get the memo, but everybody else just got it too. Like, guys, it's like when Prince changed his name, we have to start moving forward using this only.
Even the basketball team over there wears NOLA on their shirt sometimes.
I couldn't even tell you. I couldn't name you 3 basketball teams right now. All right, Lakers, the Bulls.
Rattling them off now. Look at you. Go ahead.
Dodgers is baseball.
Oh, man, this is a good...
Lakers, Bulls, Pelicans.
Ew!
Boom! Done. I won.
Where are the Pelicans based out of?
Oh, boy.
This is so
they
ironic.
They would be... San Francisco?
New Orleans, you idiot.
Oh, God damn it. Stop it.
No, really.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. Why do you know the Pelicans?
Because at New Year's, we were all playing a game and we had to rattle off basketball, and that one stuck with me.
Pelicans found a spot in my heart.
When my brother said Pelicans, I was like, that's a basketball team? I'll never forget that.
Mm-hmm.
You're kidding me. That's New Orleans. That's...
I just flapped around the living room for like a half an hour.
That's so fantastic. What are the odds?
Yeah, what are the odds? Bulls? You said Lakers, Bulls, and Pelicans. Yeah. Gross. You're a dirty person. Couldn't even say Knicks.
Oh, the Knicks.
We have the Nets. We were New Jersey Nets. For a while.
The Nets.
Oh, my God.
You could rattle off so many more, and I would...
Mm-hmm. He'll just believe me.
Ooh, wow. Mm-hmm. What's so bad about the 3 I said? They bad?
2 are classics.
Are the Bulls around anymore?
I think we should wrap this goddamn show up.
I'm going to punch you in the kidney. I swear to God. Wait, but are they around?
I'm just going to leave you in a heap. I'm so disgusted with you.
Are they a team or not?
Are the Bulls still a team?
Yeah.
How many teams have you ever seen, like, go away?
Didn't we lose a baseball team?
What? Did we?
I don't know.
Hey, guys, tough year. We're going to pack it up, get our mental health right. We'll be back. Bulls out. Is that what you think happens?
I just kind of thought once Michael Jordan left, I thought it was over.
The black guy's gone. What do we do?
Wrap
I think
it
we
up.
Just go home. All the millionaires just walk away. This is a job.
So what I'm hearing is They're alive and well.
Thriving, even.
Michael Jordan was on that one, right?
Michael Jordan was on that. Yeah, he was.
It's like I got bits and pieces of knowledge. You
know? Yes, it comes in waves.
Whew, okay. So, any closing words for this listener?
None.
I am disgusted.
Yes, you've ruined everything.
All right, name three basketball teams. Go.
Lakers, Celtics.
No, you can't say the same ones I said.
Okay, Celtics, Heat.
Heat.
Yeah, Heat, Nuggets, Jazz.
Jazz? Jazz is a team?
Yeah, they're from Utah. Scooty-bop-bop.
That's their thing?
No, that's just me. I'm just pitching it. I mean, you guys can call me. Don't leave the NBA.
NBA?
That's the National Basketball.
I know that.
Yes. Okay.
I don't like your attitude right now, King. All right, everybody, that's our show. Thank you so much for tuning in. We just want to take a moment to thank all the frontline workers, all the essential workers, all the protesters, all the podcasters, all the everybody, everywhere, doing everything. We love you, we support you, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Want to be part of the show? Write in at ynbfpodcast@yahoo.com or call us at 707-461-0706. Follow us on Facebook at Your New Best Friends Podcast, Instagram at ynbfpodcast. We can be found on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts.